This week saw the completion of my second piece of legislation for this session. House Bill 276, the Fort Russo Causeway Bill, passed both the House and Senate and awaits a signature by the governor. Thank you to all of you who contacted my offices and offered your input for this bill. The House passed House Bill 300 and House Bill 302. Next year's statewide operating and mental health operating budgets. The House authorized $5.1 billion in state general funds, $1.93 billion in federal funds, and $1.09 billion in non-discretionary funds. Non-discretionary funds are funds we have no control over, such as pre-existing state contracts or predetermined Medicare and Medicaid payments. The sum of these three funds will provide for the cost of services to run the state for the next fiscal year. The bill now goes to the Senate. Reed Harris, one of my staff, attended the National Hydropower Conference in Juneau. I like to keep up on this topic as I have a keen interest in hydropower as a renewable energy source that is available to many communities in my district. Pelican, Petersburg, Sitka, and Wrangell have hydropower plants or tie-ins to larger projects. I am a proponent of hydropower for our communities as it has the potential to provide affordable energy and we can guarantee an ample supply for future generations. Any aspiring female writers out there? The National Foundation for Women Legislators, NFWL, is holding its 13th annual Bill of Rights Essay Contest. The theme this year is Freedom and Civic Virtues. The contest winners will receive a $3,000 scholarship to use towards college tuition at any U.S. college or university, as well as an all-expense-paid trip to the Foundation's 2010 annual conference. The location is yet to be announced, but you will have the opportunity to meet women lawmakers from across the United States, learn about public policy, and may establish relationships that could grow into mentoring opportunities. Go to www.womenlegislators.org to get an application. I hope to see a few of my constituents take part in this contest. That's all from Peggy's Corner.